And we read, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now there's some things we need to say about this. The word here is not really the word for hell. Actually, hell is a place that has not been opened up to do business yet. You do not find that until you get to the conclusion of the book of Revelation, and to begin with, the devil's not the first one there. The Antichrist is, and the false prophet, they will be put there first. But so far, they haven't even appeared in the earth. So that place is not open yet. But there was a place where they went when they died, and that was called, in the Old Testament, Sheol. Now, the New Testament word that's used here is Hades, and it is the word that's synonymous with Sheol. It just simply means the unseen world. And I'm of the opinion we can come to some conclusion about it if we look at the way that it's been used back in the Old Testament. In Psalm 16:10, the word Sheol is used, and it says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell." Well, that's a faulty translation for us. It had a meaning years ago, but not for us today, because we think of only one place. And the word that's used here is Sheol. It's where the dead go. "And neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption." And this was applied, of course, to the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, then, we probably should give a definition of what death is. Death is separation. It never means extinction. Adam, the day he ate of the tree, he died. But physically, he didn't die until about 900 and some odd years later. But he was separated from God that day. Death means separation. The Lord Jesus speaks of it in that. "A man, though he were dead, yet shall he live, if he hears him." Well, that means a man separated by sin from God. And people are dead while they live. Paul said to the Ephesians, "Ye were dead in trespasses and sins, separated from God." And the place where you find a great many dead people, I get rather amused. They talk about certain spots, or really live spots at night. Well, if you want to see all the zombies and all the dead people, look in on these nightclubs, friends. Look in on these joints. They are there. And the reason that they're trying to beat the drums and stir up the music and get the beat and play it cool and drink all they can and take the drugs is because they're dead and they want to live. That's the whole thing about it. Now, there is a second death, that's spiritual death, and that's eternal separation from God. Now, at physical death, the soul of man, the spirit of man, that doesn't end it. It doesn't end it really for the body, because the body becomes inert and lifeless because the person is moved out. But the body is put into the grave, and the elements go right back to the dirt. Dust thou art, to dust shalt thou return. And you can't keep it from being that way, friends. And therefore, death means separation. Now, at death, what happened? Why, they left their body here, and the body of that poor man's thrown over in Gehenna. But that man, the minute he stepped over, angels who were there to take him right in the bosom of Abraham, you see. But when the rich man died, what happened to him? He went to the place of torment. That is the side of Sheol, or the side of Hades, where the lost go. And now our Lord makes that very clear here, and I think probably we ought to notice another passage of Scripture, and that's over in Acts 2:27. And I'd like to read that. "Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell," and that's Hades there. So you see, Hades and Sheol are the same word. And we're told over in 1 Corinthians 15:55, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" And that's Hades again, you see. That's where, in the Old Testament, the lost went to a place of torment, and the saved went to a place called here, our Lord labeled it Abraham's bosom. Now, will you notice, though, our Lord reveals something here that we need to note. And in hell he lift up his eyes. This is the rich man. Being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he's comforted, and thou art tormented. Now the rich man didn't go to the place of torment because he was rich, and the poor man didn't go to Abraham's bosom because he was poor. But certainly their status had changed, and it was changed because there was in the heart of these men, and that's exactly what our Lord has been saying through this entire section. You can't judge by the outward appearance, the old cliché. You can't judge a book by its cover. That's a bromide I'm sure we've all heard.